Kenneth Jefferson, Local 1422.
Okay, Kenneth. Let's go back to what you've been, you know, all of the things that have been going on with the Charleston Five. There's the issue of this is a very active local. It was obvious when the police come out, they don't ordinarily just come out to bust up picket lines. They were aiming for you guys. So how do you feel about that at the time? I mean, did you get a sense that they were just trying to break up the picket line or bust up the union? How do you feel about it?
Well, they were trying to bust up the picket line and really bust up the union.
Before this happened, the local is a very active local in Charleston, I'm sure, and all around South Carolina. Yeah, house arrest was pretty dramatic. it kept you out of circulation for quite a while. What were you thinking about during the time that you were part of house arrest and after, you know, the demonstration and everything? How did you feel about what was going on?
Well, just was more scared than anything because it threatened to go to jail, threatened to take our jobs. That's it.
Well, I'm sure it was a lot more than just that. I mean, did you know about the campaign, the international campaigns, the demonstrations, the pickets, the petitions? There was a lot of stuff happening. That must have at least given you some encouragement that you knew that all of these things were happening, trying to get you guys out of not only house arrest, but to get rid of the charges and everything.
Yeah, I know about the campaign, but it helps pull working people together, you know, fight for your jobs.
Mm-hmm. And what do you think about what lessons did you learn from this? And what lessons do you think other working people should see from what you guys did and the fight to protect and to defend the Charleston Five? What lessons do you think are important for you?
To keep union alive, to keep union strong, mm-hmm. working people to stay together in any struggle.
Yeah. How's the best way of doing that? I mean, because you must have thought a lot about, you know, that day. You must have thought a lot about, you know, you're here under house arrest. What are the implications of that? What do you feel? I mean, if you're going to tell an audience, like you did a little bit yesterday, if you're going to talk to some kids in school, what would you say to them? How do you say that this is a fight and it's a fight that you have to do? How would you explain that to them?
It's a fight that you have to do to keep your job, keep your family, keep the kids going to school, pay the bills, everything.
Right. Yeah, it was a hard thing and you did a good job. So thank you very much.
Thank you.